Hi, I'm James Dickey, Senior Trial Counsel for the Upper Midwest Law Center, the Minnesota nonprofit public interest law firm that fights for liberty and the rule of law. Welcome back to Minnesota Law Weekly, where Doug Seaton and I update you on important developments on legal issues in Minnesota. We are back in studio this week after filming on location last week at the Minnesota State Capitol. And today we are talking about yet another new set of cases UMLC has filed related to election integrity measures. Also, a recent setback for government transparency at the Minnesota Supreme Court, and our upcoming oral argument on behalf of the Minnesota Automobile Dealers Association against the Pollution Control Agency in the Minnesota Court of Appeals. We're going to start this week with a question for you. How many duplicate voter registrations should Minnesota's voter rolls have? The answer in my mind is zero, and I am sure many of you answered the same. And according to federal law, you and I are right. Under the 2002 Help America Vote Act, Congress required each state, acting through the chief state official, which in Minnesota is the Secretary of State, to implement and maintain at the state level a computerized statewide voter registration list. This maintenance must take place on a regular basis and shall be conducted in a manner that duplicate names are eliminated from the computerized list. There is no wiggle room. But how many duplicate voter registrations are there in Minnesota? As of earlier this year, there were 586. 586! As a result, we brought a lawsuit against the Secretary of State over the summer. But in that case, the Secretary of State argued that it was the county auditor's job, not his, despite the requirement that elimination of duplicates occur at the state level. So instead of getting into the weeds of an appeal, Public Interest Legal Foundation and UMLC elected to bring a second series of lawsuits against the county auditors, whom the secretary blamed. And as the foundation was doing research on these, they also discovered that several of these duplicate voter registrations led to double votes in the 2020 election. The number is small, but any number above zero is unacceptable. We filed these lawsuits with the Secretary of State, and we now have claims proceeding against Hennepin, Ramsey, Dakota, Olmsted, Nicollet, and Todd counties. We have just started the process, but we look forward to helping these counties eliminate every duplicate voter registration in Minnesota. Let's now move to discuss data transparency. We argued the case Energy Policy Advocates versus Ellison in the Minnesota Supreme Court earlier this year related to the Attorney General's office's failure to turn over public government data. Unfortunately, that case had some bad results along with some good. On the good side, we successfully argued for a common sense limitation to the Attorney General's privilege on communications with other attorneys general across the United States. That's a win for transparency. But a slim 4-3 majority of the court held that the Attorney General's office can apparently shield the AG's policy communications from the public unless a person mentioned in AG-held documents requests them. This is a terrible result for Minnesotans, as it stops citizens from keeping an eye on the AG's activities. And whether a Democrat or Republican, all Minnesotans should be able to know what their chief legal officer is doing with their tax dollars. The court did appear to leave open to interpretation some issues that may need to be decided as time goes forward, and even in this case, which could potentially limit this ruling. But it does not appear good for government transparency in Minnesota. Finally, I'd like to update you on our case against the California CAR rules. As you know, we defeated the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency's attempt to end our case prematurely. Now, on October 10th, we just filed our reply brief in the Court of Appeals, and we pointed out something we all know, and as I covered on a recent episode, Minnesota is not California, and the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency cannot give Minnesota lawmaking power to California's unelected regulators. Now we move to the oral argument. On November 3rd at 11:15 a.m. at the Court of Appeals in St. Paul, I will argue on behalf of the Minnesota Automobile Dealers Association in this important case. As usual, you can attend the oral arguments in person with limited seating, or you can listen to a recording of the argument afterward on the Minnesota Court of Appeals website. Well, that's it for this week on Minnesota Law Weekly. You can learn more about the Upper Midwest Law Center's many cases by visiting umlc.org. And you can also make a confidential tax-deductible donation on our website or by sending us a check. We are a fully donor-supported, zero-charge, nonprofit law firm, so we need your help to pursue all of our cases. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.